Hillary Clinton on Kimmel, Kirk, very clear example of using the power of the state to suppress speech. By Jasmine Jordan on September 19, 2025. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Friday weighed in on the fallout surrounding Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. Addressing both the late-night host's removal and the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk during an interview with CNN's Fareed Zakaria. When asked if Kimmel's suspension amounted to state censorship, Clinton replied, "Well, I think this is a very clear example of using the power of the state to suppress speech. It is a direct government action to try to intimidate employers, organizations, corporations, much of which we've already seen, to remove an opponent, even though it's a comic." Clinton continued. "Look, I had no idea when I was in public life and listening to the jokes that were made about me and the attacks that were, you know, coming from people like Jimmy Kimmel and others that I could have called up the head of the FCC and said, take them off the air. I don't like what they're saying. I mean, of course, this was a particularly sensitive time because of the terrible crime that was committed, the murder of Mr. Kirk. But you know, you defend free speech in terrible times. And you defend free speech that is used against holding people in power accountable through satire, humor, barbed attacks. You defend it even when it is offensive. And they have unfortunately taken the view that we believe in free speech. As long as we're making the speech and your speech agrees with us, otherwise, we're against free speech." Clinton later amplified the remarks on X, posting, "In America, we defend free speech in terrible times. We defend free speech even when it's offensive. We defend free speech." She restricted comments on that post as well as one she made 1 week after Kirk's assassination congratulating American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten on her book Why Fascists Fear Teachers. Weingarten's excerpts, published in Rolling Stone days after Kirk's assassination, accused conservatives of being fascists and Nazis, likened book bans to Nazi Germany in 1933, and warned that Trump and Elon Musk were acting as shadow governing partners. The release drew attention because Robinson, the 22-year-old suspect charged with Kirk's murder, inscribed "Hey Fascist! Catch!" on bullet casings, according to authorities. Teachers across several states were investigated or fired after posting celebratory or hostile messages about Kirk's assassination, with examples including posts such as "America became greater and one Nazi down." A new website, charlesmurderers.com, reported receiving thousands of submissions documenting celebrations of Kirk's death. Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, said such rhetoric reflects a dangerous climate created by years of partisan demonization. "And now, Charlie Kirk has been murdered," Hunt told Breitbart News. "This is not rhetoric. These are lived realities." He asserted that Democrats and their allies have vilified, censored, and targeted conservatives at every turn for over a decade, adding that political violence against conservatives is now normalized by silence, excuse-making, or even tacit encouragement from the left. Clinton herself previously described Republicans as her enemies during a 2015 Democrat debate. Asked which adversary she was most proud of making in her political career, Clinton responded, "Well, in addition to the NRA, the health insurance companies, the drug companies, the Iranians, probably the Republicans." The dispute surrounding Kimmel began after he mocked Trump's mourning of Kirk's assassination, joking it was like how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish, and suggested Robinson may have been part of the MAGA gang. Authorities later identified Robinson as the suspect, describing him as left-leaning and in a relationship with a male who identifies as female and who hates conservatives and Christians. Utah Governor Spencer Cox confirmed those details, and investigators stated Robinson admitted responsibility in a message to the partner. Federal Communications Commission Chair Brendan Carr cautioned ABC and Disney that broadcasters risk their licenses if they mislead the public, saying Nexstar Media Group did the right thing by suspending Kimmel. Sinclair Broadcasting also halted broadcasts of Jimmy Kimmel Live and announced a special tribute to Kirk would air in its place. ABC affiliates cited the need to uphold community values and maintain constructive dialogue. Carr noted that networks could do this the easy way or the hard way, signaling further review of their obligations under federal law. President Donald Trump celebrated the suspension, posting that Kimmel had zero talent and congratulating ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. A resurfaced 2017 post from Kirk himself, stating, "Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny," also gained new attention. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer countered that the suspension reflected government pressure and emphasized that legal challenges could follow. While CNN analyst Brian Stelter claimed America is a less free place if late-night comedians cannot do and say what they want. Former late-night host David Letterman described the move as media companies sucking up to an authoritarian criminal administration. And CNN's Jake Tapper argued that if citizens cannot criticize leaders, we are no longer the United States of America. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called the suspension North Korea-style stuff. Representative Rajakrishnamoorthy, DEL, remarked he had not seen the government act in such a way in his decade in Congress.